This is Ann Scab with a Saigon report for you there at Trinity. I hope that it will be of some interest to some of you at any rate. The accompanying slides, I will try to indicate by saying this is, or this building, or another view, or something like that, so that you will have an idea when to change the slides to go along with the commentary on the tape. Slide number one. This is Saigon, South Vietnam. Here you see the conjunction of the main thoroughfares in downtown Saigon, Lê Lợi and Nguyen Oe streets. The building beyond the fountain in the distance there houses the National Assembly. Now, facing in another direction, we view the City Hall. Once upon a time, this was a palace. Here you see a small park and a fountain located just a short distance from the main business district. There really are very few parks, and they are small ones here in Saigon, because in the most part, areas formerly designated as parks have been taken over as military camps. However, there is a zoo, as pictured here, with a lovely park area. It's quite a large one. This view, you will see in the distance a pagoda-type structure, which is the entrance to the park. This, too, is Saigon. Traffic is horrendous. It's the weirdest thing you could ever possibly imagine. In fact, my imagination wasn't even up to this. It's true, they're going in all different directions, each in one's own separate way and in his own time. You'll note the variety, from pedicabs to bicycles to Hondas, taxis, and here's me in my lonely little old car trying to make my way through the maze. You might just as well collide. You might even collide head-on with an oncoming car on a one-way street. They go up and around and over on sidewalks. You never know when they're coming from which side, front or back, or across an intersection. It's just really fantastic. On top of that, look at the choice pollution that's available without even asking. Military vehicles add their little bit to the traffic problem. This is an unusual sight, for it's an orderly procession. They're not dashing and darting in and out and back and forth or running you down. The reason, this is a funeral procession. Here you can catch a glimpse of two of the coffins in one of the trucks. There were several trucks, each bearing at least two coffins in this particular procession. Other types of military activity is quite obvious. On the street corners, in sentry posts, boxes, and about town. This happens to be the sentry post at the rear of the American ambassador's home. This lovely boulevard is Phan Thanh Nhan, the street upon which our Vietnam Christian Service office is located. The truck that you note in the foreground has in the rear, you may not be able to see it too well, a reclining man sleeping away on the job, but at least he's on the job, and it's very important that he be there. Otherwise, that truck might never reach its destination with its cargo intact. Thievery is rampant. You don't dare stop at an intersection, hardly, with anything in the back of your car, if it's an open car or truck like this, or a Jeep, or anything else like that, because someone's liable to just hop on board and hop off again. The helicopter above was one of some 12 or 15 that were circling that day. This was taken upon the day of Mr. Agnew's arrival. There was quite a lot of air activity as well as traffic, and just a few blocks further on, the traffic was diverted and the streets were closed by the ambassador's residence. Speaking of helicopters, this one is just above the rooftop here at MDEM. We are in the flight pattern and we have noise from helicopters, airplanes, commercial and military alike, day after day. I've been trying to get a very good shot, and the servants had a big kick out of me this week because I was dashing in and out of the house every time I heard one approaching, trying to get one that was typical of some of the scenes that we saw each day. This one really isn't the best, but at least it reminds us of the noise that we have and the air activity above our house. This is an interior view. I'm sorry I don't have a better one, but this is our dining room, looking in toward the living room where you can see the piano, at least in the corner. We have a number of permanent guests here at MDEM, the house for which I serve as the coordinator or the hostess. We have 7 permanent residents, and then many times we have groups like this that come in for a gathering in the evening or to just chat and visit. One of my responsibilities is to feed such a crowd. My shopping is done primarily here at the United States Army Commissary. You'll notice some of the activity. This happens to be the beverage depot. You can see that they're unloading these big Connex loads of soft drinks and good old typical USA beer by the thousands of pounds are stored there. There's also a little popcorn stand with a striped awning back there that's a new addition, so it's a little bit of America within this compound. My cook does the shopping on the local market. During the week we have Vietnamese meals 3 times a week, and then we have American meals 3.5 times a week. This is another typical view, this time of Vietnam. This is one of the first things that I noticed when I first came. There was such a lot of this, you could hardly get through some of the streets. This happens to be at the intersection of 2 major thoroughfares, and yet here this garbage is piled out into the street. I am in the 3rd lane, so you can see how far it extends into the traffic pattern. I must say, though, that there is some improvement. They're doing some good work in arranging for pickups and transfer of the garbage. Now, a street can look like this when it's rainy weather. You'll notice that the man in the pedicab is all decked out with his raincoat. It's quite a thing to see the minute it starts to rain, how the Hondas pull over to the side, the pedicabs start buttoning on their showerproof curtains and putting on their raincoats. But many people are caught without, and it gets pretty damp on a Honda or a bicycle. So the streets are frequently deserted in a hurry when there's a downpour. And a downpour we have just had. This is the rainy season that is now drawing to a close. It is not quite what I had expected for a rainy season in the tropics, but lately we've had some pretty fair showers and some heavy downpours. Still, it seldom lasted more than an hour or so. However, in the last few weeks, it did rain quite a lot during the night, which had not been happening before. I'm on my way to the airport, and you can see how high the water is. In fact, that car up front there, that little gray car, is mired in a deep hole that they couldn't see for the water. So I had quite a time getting out and around. You'll note a mixture of rural and city here. Even more obvious, I think, probably is the barbed wire that mars the rustic beauty of this particular scene. In the far distance, with the Red Cross on top of the building, is the Third Field Hospital. This is adjacent to the airport, which is located on the Tansanute Air Force Base. One of my responsibilities is to meet people at the airport and see that people get to the airport so they can leave. I don't really very often go to all of this trouble. It just so happens that there's one girl that I've taken to the airport several times for one reason or another, sometime to leave, sometime to come, sometime just to meet someone else. But each time that we've gone, we've run into some sort of a reception or farewell with a lot of la-di-da, humpty-da, and posters and banners and bands and things. Well, it happened again on this one. We really never did find out just exactly what was going on, but we've got lots of pictures of it. The observation deck is also a refreshment stand, open-air style. This is the view of the runway. Another very common view here is one of a Buddhist temple, such as this, or various Buddhist shrines. Wayside temples, little booths, and many large pagodas, temples, and shrines on every other street corner or out on the highway or up on the top of a mountain. Vietnam is, of course, predominantly a Buddhist country. And for those who are not Buddhist, the customs and traditions have been shaped considerably by Buddhist thought, philosophy. In public affairs, however, there's quite a large and dominant Catholic influence. This is St. Christopher's Anglican Church. Services are held here by the French Huguenots and by the Lutherans, as well as by the Anglican. And the Anglican service alternates between the English and the American Mass. I attend here quite frequently, although my associate membership is with the International Protestant Church, a major Protestant congregation here in the city, serving all denominations of Protestants and all creeds and all nationalities. This is where Ambassador Bunker attends when he is in services here. I celebrated my 6-month anniversary recently with a trip up country to visit this hospital unit at Pleiku. That black cloud in the distance, they tell me, was a bomb that had been dropped some distance away. We saw the smoke from this particular little knoll. From the same point, and looking to the right of the hospital, we have this view of the city of Pleiku. That white building is the hospital guest house where members of the family of a patient stay when they bring the patient into the hospital. They do the cooking many times for the patient and look after him in many ways. This is one of the main streets of Pleiku. In the distance there is the courthouse at the end of the street. This is where I attended church the Sunday I was in Pleiku. This is a Jirai service. They are one of the tribes of Montagnards located in the Central Highlands here in South Vietnam. Several of these young people had formed a special choir or a duet or trio group and had presented special numbers during the service this morning. They're taking up the offering. In fact, this is the second offering. This one happens to be for some special project, and so you can see they're even putting down the names as they go back. Also, if you look, you will note that on this side, we women are sitting, and on that side are the men. After church, they gather on the side of the church lawn for a little bit of chatting. In the green dress is Dr. Margaret Fast, our VNCS colleague, who is the doctor at the hospital unit. Right next to her, she is the pastor of the church with whom she is conversing. And the children are watching the photographer. No buses, but this is a reasonable facsimile. This is the way a good many of them crowded into this pickup truck to be delivered to their homes. I got to sit up front with Margaret and the pastor and his wife. On Sunday afternoon, we took a few minutes off and went out to this lake not too far from the hospital. The local gentry were ahead of us, and the women were on the bank watching the men swim. Since I had just had some minor surgery on my foot, I wasn't doing much swimming, so I picked a few flowers while I was waiting and talked with some of the women as they were cutting bamboo in preparation for forthcoming meals. I managed to traipse around pretty well with my canvas hospital slipper and even did some hopscotching with the Montagnard youngsters in the village on the next day. Monday morning, I accompanied one of our VNCS colleagues to this Special Forces Experimental Farm on the outskirts of Pleiku. The Special Forces, better known as Green Berets, have cultivated plants, vegetables, flowers, and livestock here for their own use and for what benefit they might derive for the people in that area. We came to pick up some fish, and here this young Montagnard girl directs some of her this Vietnamese girl directs some of her Montagnard helpers as they net some of the fish that are being given to our community developer for use in a new fish pond in one of the Montagnard villages. This girl operates this farm under the direction of one of the Green Beret lieutenants. Now, this is the village to which we took the fish. You'll note that it's a very attractive village, neat and clean and orderly, with fences and crops that are quite good-looking, nice streets and fenced-in enclosures. And this young girl looks like a clean and tidy young lady. This is an older village. When you ask them how long they have been in this location, they say, well, we came here under the Japanese, and we have been here under the French and under the Americans. That's quite a way to date your history, isn't it? And that's just their modern history. And the children all gather around and climb on the car to see what's going on with all these people and their tank of fish. Later in the day, I went into some of the poorer villages along with our public health nurse. Here she is chatting with one of her patients. You'll note the loincloth worn by the man, the topless skirt worn by the woman, and also the baby worn by the woman, papoose style, with the cord knotted between the breast. Another of my responsibilities is that of craft coordinator. Vietnam Christian Service has a program whereby they have helped the Montagnard villagers and the refugee campers to make some handcrafts, which they purchase and bring to Saigon for sale in the USO. this has become my job to coordinate the purchase of the crafts, the stocking, the inventory, and the sale at the USO. These pipes are one of the items that we carry, and this man is one of the people who make these pipes. Our worker up there does the buying, and we get the finished product from them. You'll notice that the man to the right is smoking still a different type, which we also carry as part of our handcraft products. Well, that concludes this very brief Saigon report. Thanks a lot for listening. Goodbye now.